It's Lust, and it is December 16. I'm about to spend a couple of hours recording audios. I'm super excited. I haven't been able to do so in a while, mostly because it's finals week, so I decided to put everything off for now so that I would have undisturbed time of recording. And that is today and tomorrow. I still have two finals projects to go through. Well, one isn't really a project, it's an exam, so that will be at the end of the week, and then another tomorrow I will be working on it. But for now, it is time for some content. So before anything else, as usual, when I do recording marathons, I tend to record a ramble first. And sometimes you hear those rambles and sometimes you don't, maybe because like I'm angry or in the heat of the moment, etc. Hopefully this isn't one of those rambles that get scrapped anyways. But what I do want to share with you guys is a couple of updates from what has happened since November. And if you do know, back in November, my home back in the Philippines was one of those affected by the latest storm that that crossed the country. And it was hard because my family's business before that recently got its big break that it's been waiting for years. And we had to spend much of that amount that we received into repairing the house and for many other big things, such as my tuition fee. and so, you know, it's thanks to what we have, basically, it's just OnlyFans and Patreon. I never really, you know, went and started a whole thing like a GoFundMe or whatever, because I feel like at the end of the day, what we do have is something that I can help to provide for my family and be able to not have them spend so much money, so much of what they've worked so hard for years. And it was difficult for them, honestly, because, well, it was mostly difficult for them to accept it because, well, it's pride at this point, right? But at the end of the day, we've come to, you know, some arrangements, etc. And with what we have, with what I have, we were able to make sure that my parents do not divert their funds too much into repairing the house. And speaking of repairing the house, well, I'm happy to share with you that almost everything that needed to be rebought, recovered, etc. has been done. There are a couple more repairs that needs to be worked on, and my parents are having a serious conversation about what to do in the long term. It's something that they can't afford yet, moving out, if they wanted to. But another thing to do is work on more solutions in order to flood-proof the house. Or if, I don't know, I'm not an expert when it comes to these things, but that was their main idea. They either work on moving out and new home, or they stay and they figure out how to mitigate the issue. That's on them. They're adults. They know what would be best for them and what would be both practical for them and something that would make them feel good. They don't want to uproot themselves already because while this isn't their hometown, they have been living there, well, in the neighborhood for like, I don't know how many years, more than 30 years already. And so to remove themselves from something that they're so familiar with, it's not going to make it easier for them, especially since their kids who grew up in that area as well have already left them. So they, I think, For them, they want to stay in a place that's familiar to them, that they can, they've called home for since forever, and I don't think they want to move very drastically. I mean, again, it's up to them. I'm just happy that we can help out as much as we could. And on top of that, it hasn't really affected my savings for the tuition fee for the school that I'm attending. That was one of the biggest concerns, is that if we had to take from our savings for my tuition fee, and after some calculations and whatnot and talking to them, they personally said that they would be as conservative as possible with what I've given them, and the extra goes back to, you know, where my tuition fee should be. And so for the most part, everything is good. There's a couple more repairs that need to be done, but I think they will offset it and do it in January instead of doing it during the holidays, where paying workers would be a little more expensive, and you know, there's a lot more people going in and out, and there's also the safety hazards that they have to think of, sanitary conditions, health conditions, because COVID still a thing. Most of the items that need to be bought for the house has been bought. They bought some stainless steel stuff instead, which my mom originally opposed to, but she did say, I don't know if it's stainless steel, but instead of, you know, going for some wooden furniture, they went for like metal stuff. I don't know where they found, like, it's some cheap metal stuff that you can buy for very, very small amounts. I don't know if that's a thing anywhere else where you guys live, but you know, it's these skinny metal items. They stuck with that instead. Personally, for me, it sucks because it feels less homey and more utilitarian. But hey, it is what it is. Again, that's how they recover is up to them. And if it needed to be done, then it needed to be done. We're trying not to be too sentimental about the things that we've lost, because what matters is that, hey, we ended up being alive, and my dog is alive, and it was a whirlwind trying to contact them, figuring out what the fuck happened to them in the middle of everything, and crying for two straight nights because I don't know what was gonna happen. We're safe and we're whole, and if we have to buy flimsier, not flimsier, but if we have to change the way our house is designed just to make sure that these items don't get damaged again, then so be it. The one thing that survived is the piano, and I had a conversation about this on Discord. The piano is a French piano, actually. It's from a French maker, and it came from my grandma. It was our gift to her, and then she passed away, so we got it back. We got her piano back. And I was half joking to my mom that it looks like my grandmother's, I don't really believe in these things, but my mom does, so I joke with her sometimes about things like these. And I told her, well, maybe grandma's spirit just basically, like, you know, stuck herself to the piano and made sure it didn't completely break, because I was impressed. Like, it was the one thing I wanted my mom to spend on at the very least, having it repaired, and you know, because there was hope that it could still be repaired. So, and the keys on that thing were so out of tune, and we never really spent money on it because it was expensive. The piano was wet and it needed to be fixed, cleaned, whatever it needed to do to get repaired. I didn't really get the details from my mom. And I told her that I would personally pay for it, because it's a very, at the very least, if we were going to be unsentimental about most things, at the very least, keep the piano alive, since it is still like half alive when they discovered it after the flood. So at the very least, keep that alive, because I don't know what my grandmother would do to my mom. But no, it was also very sentimental, because music is very important to us. Playing the piano is very important to us. And it's very important to my mom too, because I know it helps her mentally. And I didn't want her to be deprived of something that doesn't, you know, I didn't want to deprive her of something that helps her cope, because I know her anxiety, and I know it, I know it'll only drive her off the wall if she doesn't have something good, with her. So that one I made. And I was selling on Discord. From there stemmed some stupid conversation about what if spirits were, you know, were still looking over us, and it would be so funny if she saw that the reason why I was able to pay for her piano is because I do porn. And she's a highly conservative woman, so sorry, Grandma, but it is how it is. And I hope you, if this is actually a thing, I hope you don't get too offended by it, because it's what pays my bills. And it's also something that has really changed so many aspects of how I think and how I feel. It has helped me grow as a person as well. Can you imagine porn helping you grow as a person? I don't know. It's still something I'm not over. Not really. Well, I am over it, but it's still something I'm quite grateful of after 3 years of, you know, doing this. You know, that the idea of, because as some of you might know, I grew up a devout Catholic. I was a devout Catholic, and my perspective of sexuality and all of that is often awfully skewed, really. It's messed up and it's fucked up, and for a time before I discovered GWA, for a couple of months already, I was wrestling with myself and my sexuality and all of this, and I was like sort of trying to find well, let's just say it's not really finding answers. It's mostly just really realizing, like, it's a slowly dissociating. Is it dissociating? I don't think it's dissociating, but maybe it is. It's slowly dissociating with the thoughts. Because, you know, after college, you learn a bunch of shit, you meet a bunch of people, and you realize maybe your worldview is very, very fucked up, you know? And I was in the process of sort of changing that behavior, that identity of mine, that thought process of mine, in terms of, you know, from someone who's very conservative, who has no problem with, who had no problem I used to be, I had no problem calling some of my classmates fucking sluts, because at the time, again, conservative, dressed very conservatively, and blah blah blah. But at the same time, I was very repressed in terms of expressing myself as freely as I wanted to be. And so after slowly dissociating with those, that identity of mine, with that conservative identity of mine, I guess I was just lost. And then I found GWA, and I'm like, well, I guess I do porn now. And here we are. I should tell you that after that, I apologized and tried to make friends with those girls, and as much as possible understood their perspective after that. It was rough. It was quite rough. Sort of not really rough, but after GWA, it sort of like leveled me out. I used to be super intense and super angry about so many things. Really? I thought, okay. Jesus Christ. To give some perspective, maybe you're hearing the drill right now, but I want to tell you something. These dudes came downstairs to our apartment and said, we're sorry, we were drilling so much, but we're done drilling now, and now they're drilling again. I guess we're not making a content at this very hour. Maybe in a few hours. That's very unfortunate. I'm gonna continue anyways. At least you know my living hell. This is also the reason why I pushed back on a lot of things because of this. I don't know why. I don't know why. It's like they've been drilling on and off for like a month now, I guess. So yeah, I'm stuck. Ooh. This is gonna put a damper on my schedule. But it's okay. I'm gonna push forward. I don't have anything else. I don't have much to do after this period anyways. And I hope they stop soon. But that completely cut off my thought process. So, right. That was an update on my home. And some other extra things. I hope this doesn't irritate you. As much as it irritates me. Okay, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna stop the recording right now. I'm gonna keep this all in, and then I'm gonna go back when the drilling is done. Be right back! Okay, I am hoping they're done now. It's been like 10 minutes since they stopped, so I guess whatever they had to drill, they fixed it. Did I mention that they told us yesterday that they were gonna stop drilling and then they started drilling again? Did I? I don't remember. It's been 10 minutes and I got short-term memory. Is probably why I shouldn't keep these rambles long. Right, a couple more updates. Stay tuned. I fucked up and forgot to announce some winners for the No Nut November thing. My bad. That was, honestly, I completely missed it. And I should announce this either tomorrow or the next day. Depends. I just am gathering all the names and then I'm gonna run the raffle anyways. I don't think anyone ever lasted. Well, some did, but I think it's barely enough to like for me to like register that, oh, I have to do this. So that will be settled in the next couple of days. Not in the next couple of days, in the next 48 hours. Also, another update. Right. With regards to customs, stay tuned as well because I'm going to be making an announcement as how customs will go forward. For the most part, you don't have to worry. Customs will still be there. I know a lot of performers have stopped doing commissions, and that's totally understandable because it really is, frankly speaking, it's not really a matter of not liking the ideas, but the time pressure sort of makes it harder to pull off. So I completely understand from their perspective, and it kind of seeps out the fun of it when you have to do it in a deadline, etc. After like thinking about it, I know I could still do customs, but it's going to be a different setup. I think I mentioned something about it in another ramble that I recorded, which I don't remember if I posted or not. I think I did. But some people will be affected by it. Some people who regularly receive customs may not be able to receive it anymore. And again, I just need to like do my best to be as clear as possible as how things are going to work before I say anything else, really. So just keep in mind for that, you know. And finally, in terms of the audio is less. Where the hell are the exclusives? Don't worry, I'm about to record it. I've told myself I would give myself 4 hours to record, and I think that's more than enough because the ideas have been cooking in my head for a while now. And you know, I don't write these things, I improvise. I also have the two exclusive customs in my head. Extra customs for those who usually receive, not customs, sorry. Two extra exclusives for those who usually receive customs. I will have it ready pretty soon, and they should be all scheduled like in the next couple of days. It's just gonna be a night of working on stuff for Patreon, and then tomorrow it's gonna be working on stuff for OnlyFans. And then the next day it's going to be working on stuff for GWA, things that I have not. That I've always wanted to work on, but I couldn't, and we ought to fix that, basically. And that's about it for me, guys. I'm about to go past 20 minutes. I'm sorry for the disturbance and the rambling, but I thought I'd just keep it there because I don't have the time to re-record another ramble. And you keep going, the train doesn't stop, yo. And yeah, that's it. So I'll talk to you guys soon. Super excited for these customs, by the way. Customs? No, last. It's exclusives. Jesus Christ, yeah, I'm mixing my things up. Super excited for these exclusives, by the way. And yeah. Okay, I need to stop. I'll talk to you guys later. Much love. Lust. Mwah.